Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And it is an absolutely wonderful, beautiful day as we come up upon another holiday weekend, which is really exciting. It's always great to have that extra day during the weekend to just kind of enjoy yourself, although it does throw everything off for the next week. So, as usual, for those of you who are calling in from the LA area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including the folks right here in the absolutely beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And producer Kina, as usual, will be manning the chat room. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns that you would like to get to me, then just type them in there and she'll make sure that they get to me. So I call this episode Choosing You. And it really is, you know, interesting, especially for those of us who are a little bit older, remembering the paradigm of choosing teams. And it was when, you know, either it was dodgeball or it was softball or whatever it was that, you know, we were going to be doing for the next, you know, 40 to 50 minutes. And the chosen captains would stand and survey the crowd. And one by one, they would choose whoever out of the given pool of talent they felt had the most ability. And it would be one down, then another down, then another down. And for those of us, and I do say us because I was very short, not tremendously coordinated, not terribly interested in sports, and generally, you know, not viewed as really a major asset team-wise, you know, as people were chosen, I would stand there and stand there. And even though I fully expected it, there's always that sense of yourself that kind of comes in when the pool of talent gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And you almost start thinking to yourself, like, wait a minute, I may not be great, but I'm better than that person, and they got chosen before me. And it really speaks to the idea that often we view ourselves based on the idea that we are acceptable or we reach a certain level based on the opinions of our peers or our authority figures or, you know, or even our subordinates. The need for who, what, when, where, how, and most importantly, why. Simply embrace that you are, and that's all you need to be. When we look at, you know, the relationships that we have with others and how important their opinion of us is. And while there's nothing wrong with valuing what other people think about us, what other people believe about us, it's important not to place so much value on that that it clouds how we view ourselves. Whether or not it could be as simple as walking in and, you know, feeling fairly okay at work and someone looking at you and saying, wow, you don't look good. You know, are you coming down with something? Now, they could be totally wrong, yet automatically we start feeling our head. We start, oh, okay, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. As opposed to just saying, no, I'm fine. When we take on what it is that other people believe, and it could be tremendously well-meaning, what other people believe is good for us, what other people believe is right for us. And, you know, when especially from the people who love us, the people who say, hey, I just want to see you succeed. And there's nothing wrong with that, except when it devalues you, when it takes away your sense of empowerment, when we look at ourselves through the view of the people that we have around us, sometimes it's a trap that we get caught in, that that is what in fact defines us. That is what it is that we are looking, you know, to find, which is that acknowledgement of somebody else saying, hey, you're looking good, or hey, good job, or hey, you really got that down, as opposed to us believing it on our own. And this goes from, you know, our physical condition, you know, our physical health, you know, or health as to what we, you know, think is good for us. Maybe you go out thinking you're looking pretty good and somebody goes, wow, you know, you kind of gained some weight. What happens to that mood? What happens to that, gee, I was feeling pretty good like 5 minutes ago. Suddenly it's, oh, man, I don't feel good. I must look like I've gained weight, so therefore I must. And what does that mean about me? That means I'm being judged as not being someone who knows how to take care of themselves. And then it spins off into a whole different story. The idea that no matter what, choose yourself first. Choose you. If you were standing in that group of kids, that you would pick. No, I choose me. You know, maybe I don't have all the skills I would like, but I'm not doing so bad. And how do you learn the skills if you don't step up? You know, and yes, there were plenty of times that I ended up, we would play softball, and I was out in far, you know, whichever field, you know, that they are, you know, where the ball never goes. That's where I was. I mean, there were times when I would just be standing out there and then I'd see everybody running in and it's like, oh, wow, it's over and they forgot I was here. Don't allow yourself to judge yourself based on what somebody else thinks, what somebody else determines your value to be. Make your own choice because it pleases you, because it resonates with you. Okay, we've got call, and let's see, we've got Sue from Washington, and she, I'm not sure if it follows along with what we're talking about, but she's got a question about a health issue. Sue, how you doing?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what's up?
I don't know, I've been having some neck pain, and kind of went to the doctor. They're talking about surgery. I'm very anti-surgery, so not sure what the deal is or what's going on.
Okay. Were you in an accident or had a fall or?
Actually, have you? No, I have not. None of the above. Nope.
Did they, you know, give you an idea what they think is going on?
Something about a disc is not connected to spine, you know, all of that stuff. Like,
all
right. Okay.
So do you want to, or what would you like to do that? If you could choose what you do for yourself, what would be something that you would choose? You say you're not into surgeries.
Well, I mean, I'm more alternative as far as, you know, I do have pain. I have a very high threshold for pain. So this is an ongoing problem. So finally, they said, okay, let's do an MRI. So they did, and, you know, they found a few things going on back there. And for them, the only way to correct it is surgery. And I'm like, I don't want to do surgery. What if, you know, so I've been researching to see if maybe I can come up with something else.
The really cool part is that, you know, you're saying, it's like, look, I really don't want this as my first option. There are so many people who, if they're told by someone in a white coat, you need surgery, it's like, oh, I need surgery. And it's not saying that it won't be necessary.
Right.
And
right.
Let's look at some of the alternatives. Let's look at some of the other possibilities. The idea that, you know, depending on what's going on with the disc or, you know, how extreme it is, I would definitely, first off, look for a second opinion. Go to somebody
most definitely.
Find find somebody who may be a little bit more holistically minded. Talk to your friends. I would definitely look into, you know, some of the alternative things like acupuncture, like certain types of stretching, certain decompression type of modalities that can reduce the pressure on it. So, you know, without really knowing a whole lot about, you know, specifically what the MRI said and all of that, you know, this is one, this is not something that, you know, oh my gosh, we have to do this, we have to do it now. Taking the time to go, okay, what resonates with me? What is it that I want? Well, you know, what I gather from you is that you want a way to manage this to allow you to increase function, reduce discomfort without having to go through the intensity of a surgical procedure. And there are huge numbers of options that are available. So I would definitely get a hold of, you know, somebody else who can read the MRI for you. Now, did they just tell you or did they give you the actual report?
No, I have the actual report. I have done the CD.
Awesome.
So I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what you can do is definitely take that out and get some other input on it and take a look and say, hey, I'm looking for something holistic. Go online. You can say, you know, you can put in alternative treatments for cervical disc herniation. And you will see a whole bunch of stuff. Now, that's where the discernment piece comes in, where it's like, okay, a lot of people are going to promise a lot of things.
Of course.
Figuring out, figuring out what really resonates for you. And I really encourage you to take a look at, you know, some of the gentler possibilities. And let's see, because without really going into it, because I would really, I mean, this is like, you know, you hit the thing that one of the things that I totally love is, you know, the integrity of the spine, how to take care of it in the best possible way. Tell you what, Sue, can I give you a call after the show?
Sure.
And that way the two of us can speak one-on-one. And, you know, and I see the number that it shows calling, that you're calling from. Let me give you a call after the show. Because I've got some other things that I would like that, you know, I would like to be able to do that in sort of a little bit more of a private setting. Is that okay with you?
And that's fine. And I just sent you my number in private in the chat room.
Absolutely. And producer Kaina will make sure that gets to me. So let's chat after the show, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All righty, Sue. I'll be talking to you soon, but, you know, hang in there. All righty. Now, and producer Kaina has also mentioned that someone in the chat room is saying that they're looking to change a career soon. And, you know, I mean, really, especially it seems like towards the end of the year, people start kind of, you know, taking a look and taking stock. Because one of the things that we look at is, okay, what is it that I wanted to put in motion all throughout the year? Maybe it was my New Year's resolution. And what has not progressed? What is it that, you know, you're feeling that you're not satisfied with? If you're looking to change a career or, you know, change a relationship or change something significant, that's where it's even more important to check in with yourself and decide what is it that you really want to do. I was told once, figure out what you would do for free and then figure out a way to get paid for it, which is, I mean, you know, it may sound overly simplistic, but in some cases, that's exactly what you need to do, is go to that place where your passion is. Go to that place that really feels right for you. If you're in a career that for whatever reason, you either it's not fulfilling you, if it's that, you know, maybe the job is going away and that, you know, it's an issue of, okay, I have to find something else and you've got a certain amount of time. Or if it's just, you know what, I've either been doing this for too long of a time and I want something new and challenging, or I did this because I needed to do it to make money, and I really want something that nurtures me, something that I feel excited to get up and go to every day. People who are doing something that they don't want to do, while, yes, it's important to be grateful for work, the problem is there are times when people will tell you, you know, well, you should just be grateful that you have a job at all. And while that's true, if it's something that is draining you, if it's a work situation that is not letting you step up, if it's not letting you find happiness in it, then, yeah, it's important that you create some change for yourself. Now, it doesn't mean you walk in and say, hey, you know, take this job and shove it you know where. I'm off to find myself. That usually ends badly. The idea that, okay, you want to create a change. You want to shift your own personal paradigm. So create a plan for it. Decide, okay, I want to do something else. And the first thing about it is deciding what else you want to do, even if it's just, you know, just as broad as, okay, I want it to be in this particular field. Well, then get more specific. Okay, is it something where I want to work with people or do I want to work more on my own? Do I want it to be in alignment with a hobby that I love or do I want it to be something totally different to kind of counterbalance, you know, and challenge me in a different way? And it is so important to take into account what it is that you need out of it. I've often talked about the fact that, you know, I think of my decision-making as a council that's in my mind. My fear is, you know, and everybody's got a seat and a name badge and a microphone, and, you know, it's like my own little personal, you know, congressional gathering. And my fear is there, my anger is there, my inner guy is there, my divine feminine is there, my wounded inner child, my happy inner child, my loving side, my, you know, the mother in me, you know, all of those aspects are there and they're represented. And each one has a particular way. The one thing they all have in common is they want to take care of me. Each aspect that we hold wants to take care of us, wants to keep us safe. But the problem is everybody's got a different idea as to what that means. And our lack of confidence and our confidence both hold seats there. And when we have a difficult time choosing what we want, if we have a difficult time putting ourselves out there, if we get stuck in that, well, I was always chosen last, so I have no value, because people replay those old tapes. You know, we often replay the tapes that were created when we were in our childhood. And when we think, I was always chosen last, then it creates a particular message where I really am not worth it. Which the whole thing was very interesting because I actually talked to somebody once. I was at a reunion, and I spoke with somebody who was always chosen first. And I said, you know, I was always, you know, whenever a team was to be chosen, you were always chosen first. And the person looked at me and said, you have no idea how hard that is. You have no idea how miserable. When you're chosen first, that means you set the bar, that you can't have an off day, because then everybody says, hey, you were chosen first, so you'd better carry this team. And I hadn't really thought about that. It is, you know, there's all those pieces that come together when we're trying to decide what's right for us. Each one of those aspects of us has to have a voice. The trick is to remember that they may have a vote, but they don't get the gavel. You, as the unified consciousness, is the president of the council. You ask everybody what their opinion is. They will vote as their tendency is. Fear is always going to vote, no, we better not be safe. You know, love is always going to vote, hey, it's always going to be fine. We're going to be okay. We're surrounded in light. And as each one of these aspects of ourselves is able to voice itself, each aspect becomes empowered and doesn't have to try to run the council as long as it's been heard. When I'm scared and I'm denying that I'm scared and I'm burying that I'm scared and I don't let fear have a vote because I don't want to deal with it, fear becomes more powerful. The story I tell myself around it becomes so much more intense. When my sons were young, and I also taught at a preschool, what will set a child off more? When they ask a question and you turn around and say, what is it? Or when you ignore them and then they follow you, mom, 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 and they want the attention. So what do? They get louder. They get more insistent. Any aspect of ourselves that we're trying to bury ultimately becomes louder and more insistent. If you just go, okay, here, what have you got? Well, I mean, there's this, this, and this. Okay, well, thank you for your input. I really appreciate that. So this is what we're going to do. And it allows us to be more empowered as a being when we realize, yeah, there are times I'm going to be scared, but that doesn't mean that I'm still not great. That doesn't mean that I'm not worth choosing first. Just because you're scared, that's a very reasonable thing to be in certain situations. It doesn't mean that you're not as wonderful and as awesome as you could possibly be. It just means you're wonderful, awesome, and scared. Not adding a story or a judgment to what it is that we're feeling, you know, because, I mean, we all have times when we're not feeling as confident as we could, when we are faced with something that really is kind of overwhelming. Even if it's a good thing, it can be overwhelming. This past Sunday, I was ordained as a reverend in the Universal Church of the Master. And basically, it's a multi-denominational faith where the belief is that no one system works for everybody. So the idea is that you honor all the different systems and honor what it is doing for that person, their journey, and to be able to come from a place of understanding and appreciation with it. So I was given the title of reverend. And I was also made a charter holder, which meant basically I was being given my own ministry under the church. And as I stood there in the room, and as soon as I walked in, there were, I mean, we had got notices and announcements, but I walked in and that room was completely filled. And I thought, whoa, I did not think there would be this many people. And this was a huge process for me. And so getting to go through it in front of all these people who absolutely adored me and feeling that pressure of, oh my gosh, what if I'm not what all these people think I am? What if I disappoint them? What if I'm not as strong or smart or together, organized, or anything else? And that was fear deciding it wanted to filibuster for a few minutes. And it reached that point where it's like, okay, wait a minute. First off, I don't have to create this whole big thing by myself. I've got help. And as I relaxed into allowing that there are going to be points that I mess up, that doesn't mean I'm not worth choosing first. But there will be a lot of things that I don't know how to do. But that doesn't mean I'm not worth choosing first. They believed in me enough to choose me. Could I believe in myself less than they believed in me? Only if I choose to. Only if it's more important to me to stay small than it is to step up. So think about choosing you first. A part of that is if everybody wants to go do one thing and you don't want to, then don't. And say, you know what? I really, you know, that's, I don't think that's right for me. That is choosing you. If somebody comes in and says, wow, you know, looks like you're gaining a little bit of weight, and looking at them and saying, well, I don't see it that way, but hey, I guess it means there's more me to love, and making light of it, and going on and not allowing that to ruin your day or to make you look in a mirror and go, oh my gosh, you know, what's wrong with me? Choosing you first. There are a lot of things that each one of us are so tremendously talented in. You have a talent that probably most people don't even have. And maybe you don't think it's a talent, or maybe you don't think it's a gift, but it is. And realizing that when you walk into a room, you deserve to have people look at you with admiration. You deserve to have people walk up to you and say, hey, man, I'm really glad you're here. Or, hey, you know, you are just so great. You know, come on over here. There's someone who I really want you to meet. To allow that, even if it doesn't happen, have it happen in your head. Walk into the room like you're a queen, like you're there, and or a king. You know, whatever it is, realize that the first person to choose you, first off, you were chosen by whatever divine being that you resonate with. Whatever it is that the universal consciousness, the universe chose you. You are the only you in all of the universe, which makes you tremendously special. That's gift enough. But you have more gifts. Don't hesitate to take a leap of faith as long as you think it out. As long as you go, you know what, and even if maybe it's not what everybody thinks I should do, I believe it's right for me. Now, could it still go badly? Of course. But at least you chose it because it's what you wanted. Choose you first. Trust you first. If something doesn't go right, then it was meant to be a learning experience. But you're worth choosing first. Absolutely. We don't have to get stuck in that paradigm where we wait for somebody else to determine what we're worth. We're like pack animals. We're a communal species. So while it's important, don't give it so much importance that you allow it to disempower you. It makes you feel not good enough. Believe me, you're more than good enough. And you're very important. Each and every one of you. So choose you, because there isn't a team anywhere that wouldn't be better for you on it. So thank you for joining me. I'll be going into the chat room after the show. And like I said, Sue, hang in there. And after we check into the chat room, then you and I will have a conversation and I'll make some recommendations for you. If anybody else has questions on, you know, any of the physical stuff that you might be going through, please feel free to contact me or shoot me out an email and I will contact you back with some advice. You can email me at healinghouseradio@healing-house.com. You can also find more about me at my website, www.the-healing-house.com. So, in the meantime and until next time, I wish everyone blessings. I wish you balance. I wish you the confidence and knowledge that you should be chosen first because you are that important. And no matter what, choose you. Choose yourself. Believe in yourself. You're worth it. You have gifts and talents that everyone can benefit from. So share them. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.